The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Hatikari, recorded on March 31st, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, The Process of Creation, Text Number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Yatha gopa yati vibhur,
yatha gopa yati vibhur,
yatha sangyachate puna,
yatha sangyachate puna,
yang yang shaptim upashritya,
yang yang shaptim upashritya,
purushakti parapuman,
purushakti parapuman,
atmanam kriyadan kriyadan,
atmanam kriyadan kriyadan,
karoti vikaroti cha,
karoti vikaroti cha.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kindly describe how the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, engages His different energies and different expansions in maintaining and, again, winding up the phenomenal world in the sporting spirit of a player. In the Katha Upanishad 2.2.13, the Supreme Lord is described as the chief eternal being amongst all the other eternal individual beings. Nicho nichanam chaitanas chaitananam. And the one Supreme Lord who maintains innumerable other individual living beings. Eko bahunang yo vajadati kamam. So, all living entities, both in the conditioned state and in the liberated state, are maintained by the Almighty Supreme Lord. Such maintenance is effected by the Lord through His different expansions of self and three principal energies, namely the internal, external, and marginal energies. The living entities are His marginal energies, and some of them, in the confidence of the Lord, are entrusted with the work of creation also, as are Brahma, Mrichi, etc. And the acts of creation are inspired by the Lord unto them. Tene Brahma Hrida. The external energy, Maya, is also impregnated with the jivas, or conditioned souls. The unconditioned marginal energy acts in the spiritual kingdom, and the Lord, by His different plenary expansions, maintains them in different transcendental relations displayed in the spiritual sky. So, the one Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests Himself in many bahusham, and thus all diversities are in Him. And He is in all diversities, although He is nevertheless different from all of them. That is the inconceivable mystic power of the Lord, and as such everything is simultaneously one with and different from Him by His inconceivable potencies, achincha bheda bheda tattva. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadhantikam. So, it is very significant to note here the description given at the end of the verse, how Krishna is acting as the sporting spirit of a player. Sometimes people ask, why does God exist? Nobody created him. He didn't rise out of the molecular Darwinian soup. What's the purpose and the meaning of God's existence? Does he have some duty to perform for the Bulgarian government? No. He simply exists for the sheer pleasure of it. If you ask, where did he come from? The answer is that he came from himself. Anadir Adir Govinda. He doesn't have any origin. Or if you want to think that he has an origin, then you must understand that he is the origin of himself. He is Adja, without any birth. So then one may ask, well, why is he doing this whole thing, the cosmic manifestation? What's his purpose? Again, that is answered here. This is his sporting pastime. Krishna is having fun. You may say, well, he really shouldn't do that. That's not fair because we're suffering. Why should God be allowed to have fun if we're suffering? But that's his position. The citizens may be envious. Here I am living in poverty while the prime minister is living in royal opulence. That's not fair.
Гражданите могат да завиждат и си казват, я виж, аз тук живея в бедност, пък премиера, министъра, той живее в разкош. Това не е честно.
But it's quite different between the material world and the spiritual world.
Голяма разлика между материалния и духовния свят.
Everyone is entitled to live with Krishna in that same joyful, sporting, pleasure pastimes.
На всички им е отредено да живеят с Кришна в тези негови
In fact, every single living entity has a position in those sporting pastimes of the Lord. So then one might ask, then what are they doing in the cycle of birth and death suffering? Is God cruel? He decided to have some sadistic pleasure by torturing some of his devotees? No. They wanted that. Just like in the family life, there are these small children growing up. The children, when they are little, they see things for the first time and they're very fascinated by everything. And they see some fire and it looks very, very beautiful. They like to touch it. And So the parent has to say, my dear child, do not touch the fire, it will burn. It will cause you great pain and distress. Do not touch the fire. So the intelligent child, he thinks, father has told me not to touch fire, so I will not touch fire.
Интелигентното дете си мисли, баща ми каза да не пипам огъня и няма да го направя.
But if some child is not so intelligent, you see,
но ако някое дете не е толкова развито интелигентно,
he will think, why father is telling me not touch fire?
То си мисли, защо баща ми не ми дава да докосвам огъня?
He is trying to take my pleasure away from me. It is so beautiful.
Той иска да ми отнеме удоволствието.
When father is not looking, I will touch fire.
Когато баща ми не гледа, аз ще докосна огъня.
So the little child touches the fire.
Малкото дете докосва огъня.
Burns the hand.
И си изгаря ръка.
So in this way, in the spiritual world, we are all the children of God.
Ето така в духовния свят ние сме деца на Бога.
But some children, they are so foolish, they, against all good advice, want to stick the hand in the fire, thinking that they can get some greater pleasure.
Но някои глупави деца са толкова упорити, че те искат да си вкарат ръката в огъня, надявайки се да получат по-голямо удовлетворение.
So what happens to them?
И какво им се случва?
They become burned by the modes of nature.
Гуните на природата ги изгарят.
Yes. And until they wake up and realize they're being burned by the modes of nature, they continue trying to enjoy them, thinking, ah, it is so beautiful. Just like that foolish camel, he is chewing the thorny twigs and it is cutting his tongue. The blood is oozing out of his tongue. And he is chewing on those twigs, thinking, ah, they are so tasty. So in this way, we are chewing our own blood and thinking, how wonderful is this material life. This is great, great foolishness. So we have to come out of this madness. We have to come to the liberated platform. We have to become Krishna conscious by engaging everything in the service of the Lord. Even though we are living in a very precarious, unsteady position at the present time, sometimes happy, sometimes not so happy, sometimes just downright miserable. If we can take to this transcendental existence
Krishna Bhakti,
then just as the Lord is enjoying eternal sporting pastimes, we can also enjoy eternal sporting pastimes. Some people think, oh, sporting pastimes, well, how about some basketball or, you know, baseball? Let's have some sporting
pastimes.
But actually, Srila Prabhupada explains that these ball games, they are a violation of the fourth regulative principle.
Обяснява, че тези спортни игри, те са нарушения на четвъртия регулиращ принцип.
Gambling and frivolous sports are the violation of the fourth principle.
Или хазарт и фриволни спортове, те нарушават четвъртия принцип.
So to enjoy the sporting spirit of a player doesn't therefore mean to play basketball and football and baseball.
Така че да се наслаждава на такива забавления не означава човек да играе баскетбол, футбол или бейсбол.
So how we will enjoy the sporting spirit of a player?
Как ще се наслаждаваме на духа на
забавление? Well, for that there is another ball game.
За тази цел има друга игра с топка.
You know that other ball game?
Знаете ли тази друга игра с топка?
In ball game, there is always some ball they are competing to control. One team is trying to control the ball, the other team is trying to control the ball.
В една игра с топка винаги има различните отбори се опитват да контролират топката.
Whoever can control the ball better, they win the game.
Който отбор контролира топката по-добре, той печели играта.
So, this planet Earth,
така тази планета Земя,
it is gigantic ball.
Тя е една гигантска топка.
And there are two teams.
Има два отбора.
Сура Асура.
Сури Асури.
They are competing to control the ball.
И те се състезават да контролират топката.
So, this Sankirtan movement.
Движение на Санкиртана.
It means to play ball on the ultimate level.
Това означава да се играе с топка на най-висше ниво.
So, if you like the ball games, we invite you to join our team, the Sankirtan team. We are now playing a big, big ball game in competition with the Asuras, who are presently controlling planet Earth.
Които в момента контролират планетата Земя.
We are trying to get that ball back into the Vedic culture.
Ние се опитваме да вземем тази топка и да върнем на нея ведическата култура.
As we have many times heard, the Vedic culture before the Kali Yuga, it flourished on this planet for millions of years.
Както много пъти сме чували, ведическата култура преди настъпването на тази Кали Юга е процъфтяла милиони години.
It is only in the last 5000 years that the ball has been in the control of the opposite team.
Само през последните 5000 години топката е била под контрола на противниковия отбор.
The Suras were winning the ball game all along.
Сурите или тези преноданите, те са.
The first quarter, we were winning the ball game.
Те са печели през повечето време.
Сача Юга.
Първото по време.
The second quarter, we were winning the game.
През втората част също сме печели играта.
Трета Юга.
Трета Юга.
The third quarter, we were also winning the game.
Третата четвърт също.
Двапра Юга.
Двапра Юга печели играта.
Now, in the final quarter.
Сега, последната четвърт.
In the Kali Yuga. The Asuras, they have gotten control of the ball. And on the first quarter has only just recently begun, you see. The fourth quarter, it lasts for
432,000
years. So out of 432,000 years, 5,000 years is nothing. It is practically like only yesterday. So only very recently the Asuras have gotten control of the ball. Since we, the Asuras, had the ball for millions of years. We still have the momentum of that millions of years of controlling the ball on our side. The momentum of having the ball under our control is on our side. We have the momentum still. Momentum means if something like is moving, then it has a force that keeps it moving. That's called momentum. So the force is actually on our side. We simply have to grab back the ball. That's so how will we do that? By distributing Prabhupada's books. That is our most powerful weapon, book distribution. By Harinam Sankirtan, by Prasadam distribution, by all varieties of preaching activities, we can get that ball back. We can reinstate the Vedic culture on this planet. You may say it's hopeless. Everywhere we see the non-devotees, they are controlling all the institutions. How could we ever re-establish Vedic culture on this planet? Might as well not even try. That's the mood called Bhajan Anandi. I will chant Hare Krishna just for my own deliverance. But Lord Chaitanya has said, Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesha mara agayo guru hoyatere desh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru. And deliver the people of this country. So we are meant to be bold preachers. Just imagine if every ISKCON devotee went back to Godhead all at once. And you were the only one left on this planet. What would be your mission? To just, you know, get a karmic job and forget about it. Go to movies, have illicit sex, forget about it. No. Your mission would be to create a revolution to completely deliver this, the whole human civilization. You would have to think, what can I do that capture the entire, to culturally capture the entire planet? So this is the mood we must have. Spiritual revolutionaries, who are thinking, how can we take over this planet for Prabhupada? How we can convince all the leaders to read Prabhupada's books and to follow what is there in Prabhupada's books? So how do you think you will convince them? You have to first be a first-class follower of Prabhupada's books also. Whatever instructions Prabhupada has given, you must become the first-class follower of those instructions. Then, simply by your example, you will inspire so many people to join this movement. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat eve tarojana sayad pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever the great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
И каквито стандарти установи със своето поведение, целият свят го следва.
Therefore, every member of this Krishna consciousness movement
затова всеки член на това движение за Кришна съзнание
must become an acharya.
Трябва да стане ачария.
They must become solidly fixed in the principles of Krishna consciousness.
Те трябва много солидно да се установят в принципите на Кришна съзнание.
And they must dedicate their lives for doing everything possible according to their position to push forward this movement.
И трябва да посветят живота си, да правят всичко възможно в съответствие с положението си, за да разпространяват движението за Кришна.
Шрила Прабхупада very much appreciated. There was one poster of Indian railways.
Шрила Прабхупада много оценил един плакат на индийските железопътни линии.
This poster said it is the duty of every employee of Indian railways to see that the wheels of the train are turning and it is rolling down the tracks.
Този плакат се казва, че дълг на всеки работещ в индийските железопътни линии да прави така, да се грижи, че колелетата на влака да продължава да се въртят.
Now, how many employees are actually, you know, sitting there in the what they call the engine and, you know, pulling the throttle to make the train go down the track?
Колко всъщност от работещите в тази компания стоят в локомотива и карат влака да се движи?
Very small percentage.
Много малък процент.
Maybe, you know, less than 1% of the employees are actually in the engine car pulling the throttle.
Може би наистина по-малко от 1% са тези, които карат локомотива.
But there's some clerk sitting in an office and he has to sign some paper to authorize the train to roll down the track.
Но има чиновници, които стоят в офиса и трябва да подписват разни
хартии. So in this way, every member of ISKCON
да може влака да се движи по същия начин, всеки член на ISKCON
must be doing everything that they possibly can do.
Трябва да прави всичко, на което е способен, най-доброто.
Whether they're in the kitchen cooking,
билите в кухнята готвейки,
whether on the altar offering puja,
били са на алтара и предлагат пуджа,
whether they're out on the street distributing books,
или пък са на улицата разпространяват книги,
or whether they're working a job and giving financial support to the temple,
или пък работят на работа и дават финансова подкрепа на храма.
It is the duty of every member of this movement to see that this movement is rolling forward.
Дълг на всеки член на това общество е да се погрижи
така, it is becoming successful.
Това движение да се разпространява и да е успешно.
You may say, but I want to concentrate in my own sadhana.
Но някой може да си каже, да, аз искам обаче да се посветя, да се концентрирам върху собствената си садана.
That's Bhajana Nandi.
Това се казва Bhajana Nandi.
One is supposed to be a Goshtiya Nandi.
От нас очаква да бъдем Goshtiya Nandi.
Here's the insider secret.
Ето ви една вътрешна тайна.
By focusing, let's put it this way, the best sadhana,
да го кажем така, най-добрата садана,
is to always be absorbed in doing everything possible
е винаги да сме погълнати в това да правим всичко възможно
to push forward this movement.
Да разпространяваме това движение.
That's how you'll be the most Krishna conscious.
Това е начинът, по който вие ще бъдете най-Кришна осъзнати.
That's how you will taste the most nectar.
Ето как ще вкусите най-големия нектар.
Why?
И защо?
Because you are acting selflessly.
Защото действате безкорисно.
Instead of selfishly.
Вместо егоистично.
Even if I'm thinking my own liberation, if I'm acting selfishly when I do that, that's sattva gun.
Дори ако си мислиме за своето собствено освобождение и действаме себично, това е сатва гуна.
If we want to come to the mode of pure goodness, we must be fully absorbed in acting selflessly for the benefit of all living entities.
ако искаме да се издигнем до чистото добро, ние трябва да винаги да действаме безкорисно за благото на всички живи същества.
And I can guarantee you, if you will do that,
аз ви гарантирам, че ако направите това,
every moment will be the most thrilling sporting adventure for you.
Тогава всеки момент ще бъде за вас най-голямото спортно забавление, приключение.
Every moment of your 24 hours.
Всеки момент от вашите 24 часа.
7 days a week.
И 7 дена в седмицата.
Will be a thrilling adventure.
За вас това ще бъде едно незабравимо преживяване.
So you decide.
Така че вие решете.
Do you want to live a drab, monotonous, dull existence?
Искате ли да живеете едно сухо, монотонно, сиво съществуване?
In which you're in anxiety about getting old, getting sick and dying.
Което се тревожите, че ще умрете, че ще се разболеете, ще остарете, ще умрете.
Or would you like to become excited, reviving your original eternal identity?
Или пък искате да сте вълдушевени и вдъхновени как възвръщате своята вечна идентичност?
As a servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Като слуга на Бог Чайтанья.
Of course you may argue, but wait a minute. Everyone has a rasa with Krishna, so what is this thing about Lord Chaitanya?
Вие може да кажете, всеки има раса с Кришна, защо говорим за Бог Чайтанья?
But actually, if you look, I don't know if here, yes, if you look on the cover of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam,
но ако вие погледнете на първа песен на Шримад Бхагаватам, на корицата,
you will notice a painting of Goloka Vrindavan.
Ще видите, че там има една рисунка на Голока Вриндавана.
And you will notice that Lord Chaitanya and Krishna are both in Goloka Vrindavan.
И там ще видите, че и Бог Чайтанья и Кришна са в Голока Вриндавана.
Krishna Lila and Chaitanya Lila are going on simultaneously. Just like in the circus, you know, they have many rings in the circus.
Кришна Лила и Чайтанья Лила се случват едновременно, както в цирка има различни.
And if you also study our Gaudiya Vaishnavi history. Shishi Garnitai, Jagannath, Maladev, Subhadra, Sadbhuja, Kija. And if you will study our Gaudiya Vaishnavi history, you will see that the participants in Chaitanya Lila were all from Krishna Lila. The sannyasis who were associating with Lord Chaitanya, they were gopis in Krishna Lila. So, from this we can understand the jivas who are qualified to go to Goloka Vrindavan they get all the nectar. They get to be in Chaitanya Lila and in Krishna Lila. So do not think that if I absorb myself in pushing forward the Sankirtan movement, that it will stand in the way of inhibiting my attaining my rasa. Sometimes preachers outside of ISKCON will say that actually, you know, these activities like book distribution, this is low level stuff.
Понякога проповедници извън ИСКОН твърдят, че дейности подобни на книго разпространението са.
If you want to, you know, this is, if you do these kind of things, you're not really going to, you know, revive your, you're not going to get your sarup if you do book distribution.
Те казват, че ако вие вършите тия дейности, няма да си възвърнете вашата изначална сварупа.
Book distribution is for people who aren't ready for their sarup yet. These other such things come from these Gaudiya preachers outside of ISKCON. Who don't really understand who haven't really fully realized what is Krishna consciousness in its most subtle aspect. Their understanding is superficial to some extent. Whereas Prabhupada's understanding of Vaishnava Siddhanta is absolutely perfect, even in the most subtle levels. So the fact is, the more you dive into the Sankirtan Ras, deeper into Sankirtan Ras, the closer and closer and closer you come to reviving your Svarup. So therefore we stick to Prabhupada's books. We stick to hearing from Prabhupada and those persons who are strictly following Srila
Prabhupada.
We don't go outside of ISKCON to hear those whose realizations are not fully mature. We want to hear from those whose realizations are fully mature. From Srila Prabhupada and those who are strictly following Srila
Prabhupada.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Yeah.
You mentioned in the beginning of the class about the child who sticks his hand in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some controversies about where do we actually come from.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, were we in the spiritual world or we were here eternally conditioned? So even between devotees there are some controversies about what is the origin.
There's no controversy at all in Prabhupada's books. The only devotees who are embroiled in controversy are those who have not carefully studied Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada has very clearly explained that we were eternally, that we originally situated in our rasa with Krishna. The very term Svarup, which is given in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, makes this point crystal clear. Sva means his own. Rupa is form. So, Svarup means your original form. So right now we have lost our Svarup. Our original relationship with
Krishna.
And through this process we get back to our original relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada has commented in this connection. In response to those devotees who say that we fell from the Brahmajyoti, Prabhupada says there is no question of falling from the Brahmajyoti. Because the Brahmajyoti is a fallen position.
Защото в самото Брама Джоти това е вече паднала позиция.
If you're already fallen, then you cannot, you're already fallen when you're in the Brahma Jyoti.
Ако вече си паднал, няма накъде повече да падаш.
Тоест, if someone has slipped and fallen on the ground,
ако някой се подхлъзнал и паднал на земята,
there's no question of any further falling because he's already fallen on the ground.
Не може и въпрос да става за по-нататъчно падане, защото той вече е паднал.
Srila Prabhupada has directly stated that they are already, and they're in the Brahma Jyoti, they're already fallen. So there's no question of falling down from the Brahma Jyoti. And that sometimes they say, well, you know, eternally conditioned, eternally liberated. that it, you know, how you could have been eternally liberated in the beginning and then become eternally conditioned. The problem is our minds are conditioned by the time space dimension. Otherwise known as the material world. We're conditioned. Timelessness is inconceivable for us right now. But if you consider the example of that king who went to Brahmaloka with his daughter to get a suitable husband for his daughter.
Гледаме примера за този цар, който отишъл на Брамалока, за да вземе подходящ съпруг за своята дъщеря.
When you go to Brahmaloka, time is different.
Като отидете на Брамалока, времето там тече различно.
The higher you go, time slows down.
Колкото повече се издигате планетарните системи, толкова времето се забавя.
And it's going on much faster here on this planet, this plane.
А на тази планета, на този план, който се намираме, много по-бързо.
So while he was waiting, there was a concert going on at the time.
Докато чакал, той по това време течал концерт.
It wasn't electric guitars, you know, Venus and like that.
Не са електрически китари, имало Venus и така.
So while he was waiting for Brahma to finish enjoying the concert.
И докато той чакал Brahma да свърши да се наслаждава.
Millions and billions of years went by on the earthly plane.
На земната планета минали милиони и милиарди години.
So anyone that he thought would be a suitable husband for his daughter.
Който и да той да смята, че ще бъде подходящ съпруг за дъщеря.
They were dead and gone.
Това време били отдавна отминали.
And any memory of them had completely disappeared from the histories.
И не само че били умрели, а изобщо не останал никакъв спомен за тях в историята.
So the higher you go, time slows down more and more.
Така че колкото повече човек се изкачва нагоре, толкова повече се забавя времето.
And when you get to the Brahma Jyoti, time becomes completely non-existent.
И когато стигнете до Брахма Джоти, там пък времето изобщо не съществува.
So if you want to measure that time when you enter, we say the Brahma Jyoti, we also say the borderline between the spiritual and material world. So if you want to measure that time you entered the material world, that point when you cleared customs, you know, and entered this other dimension. Just like when I entered Romania, they put a time and date stamp in my passport, you see.
Както аз, когато влизах в Румъния, ми сложиха печат на с времето.
But that point, when you enter into the material world, there is no time. Time doesn't exist at that point.
Но в мига, в който сте влезли в материалния свят, нямало е време. То не е съществувало.
Therefore, there was no time when you entered here.
Така че няма време, в което да сте влезли.
In other words, you've always been here because there was no time when you entered. That is the meaning of eternally conditioned. And if by the grace of Guru and Krishna, You can get back to that transcendental existence. That crossing point, again, there's no time there. So once you get there, there's no past, present, and future in that spiritual world. Once you get there, there will be no time that you were ever not there. And you'll be eternally liberated. That means once you regain your svarup, you always had it. So therefore, this svarup must be the original position. Do you understand? So, these are subtle philosophy, but we have to understand this philosophy very deeply. We must become learned philosophers in this Vaishnava Siddhanta, not to be misled by these mental speculators.
Тези неща са финни за разбиране, но ние трябва да станем едни учени философи, да разбираме Вайшнава Сиддантата, за да не може да бъдем подвеждани от тези.
Who want to read the Vedas directly themselves? And proudly, foolishly think that they know better than
Prabhupada.
Such vain, proud devotees have even published books to try to prove that they know, that they understand the Vedas better than Prabhupada does. And foolish devotees read these books, and their minds become confused. Therefore, I advise everyone, read Prabhupada's books. That's what you have to focus on, Srila Prabhupada's books. Once you've read all of Prabhupada's books, you're very solidly fixed in your understanding, then other books are there. But the main diet is Prabhupada's books. I don't care how many thousands of books may be available, you know, in the ISKCON market. Our curriculum is Prabhupada's books. It's always going to be a Prabhupada's book. As soon as we think some other books are better than Prabhupada's books, or that they're just as good as Prabhupada's books, this movement is finished. We have to understand everything must be based on the way that Srila Prabhupada has explained it to us.
Ние трябва да разбереме, че всичко трябва да се основава по начин, на начина, по който Шрила Прабхупада ни го обяснил.
That's what will make our movement strong.
Това ще направи движението ни силно.
It is that firm faith in His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Тази силна вяра в Него Божествената милост A.C. Bhaktivedanta.
That will enable this movement to fulfill the prediction of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. That this Krishna consciousness movement will completely inundate the entire planet. Actually, he said further than that, he said the whole universe. So we should never doubt the words of our founder Acharya. So, I thank you very much for your kind attention. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.